Sharing once again from my heart in Christ to your dear hearts, a word that I have entitled, Catch the Thief, People of God. Catch him. Hallelujah. We know who the thief is. Satan came to rob, steal, kill, and destroy. Rob happiness and trouble marriages and destroy lives. That's what he came to do. Sin and Satan abounds in planet Earth, but thank God the Lord is the greater one. Deuteronomy 7, verse 15 says, If you say in your heart, these nations are greater than I, how can I dispossess them, says the Lord. So always say, beloved, God is greater than your need, because he is. Whatever the thief, the enemy of our soul, has stolen, you can claim this word, a powerful word, Proverbs 6:31, that says, If the thief is caught, he must restore sevenfold. He may have to give up all the substance of his house. You see, precious one, it says there very clearly, if the thief is caught, the verse before says, people do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy himself when he's starving. But the enemy of our soul, he's not troubling us because he's hungry. He's troubling us because he's evil and he hates the fact that we're going to rejoice in heaven and eternity future and dance on probably, I'm going to dance on the streets of gold. We're going to have a mansion that Jesus has been preparing for us. Oh, my, my, that's our glorious inheritance. And on the enemy of our soul, he does not have that coming. And so he just troubles us. And so I just say to you folks, you can pray. And let me share with you how we pray that. What you do is you just say, Lord, and I do it this morning, this day, submitting to you, Almighty God, and resisting the devil, he will flee, drawing near to you, Master, you draw near to me. Oh, Father in heaven, that thief is caught, and he must restore, according to your word, sevenfold. And then I always add, Lord, wash what's restored in the blood of Jesus Christ, flood it with your holy light, no contamination of the evil one, and always in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Use God's word in spiritual warfare. We are in a war. God's word says so, beloved ones. We cannot deny it. You can't just put your head in the sand, so to speak, and not look around and realize that things are happening down here. Well, God's word gives us instructions. Ephesians 6, beginning at verse 10, he tells us to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, not just our human strength, but his might. And he says, put on that whole armor of God, that you're able to stand in the evil day, and then take the mighty shield of faith and quench the fiery darts of the wicked one. I usually do this every day. And then take the word of God. Do you know what the word of God is? The word of God is the Rhema word that we're to pray with. The whole Bible's the Logos, but when you grab hold of the Rhema word, the living word of God that the Holy Spirit quickens to you, and pray, it will happen. It will happen. God's word is true forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name, catch the thief and be blessed. All of you, we all say amen.